pass them on to the younger generation.
Right?
Yes.
Right? Lovely.
Yeah, let our families be known. Kuja family, kuja kwa kwachira kukuja.
Right?
Yes, let's be known for that.
Thank you for that, Runner Double.
Yeah.
Thank you. Folks, drive home safe. We're back again tomorrow. Tanny is up next.
Yay!
Before that, we have the main news with Uncle Paddy.
Social Dilemma was brought to you by the Coalition Against Illicit Alcohol, advocating for the fight against illicit alcohol drinking in Zambia.
Ukubika mwefi akalipisha kabiri ifikola. Elio fipangiru wa mumbeketi ya lamba kunu maya garaji mjaba tungire miotoka. Na mukule keresha, bala bika mwemiti ya kwa atasumu muku titika lipishe. Ifi akalala, ifi abu sanso, elio kutitia kupopishe. Ifi, ifi junta ipangwa. Kane nubwa robu shapangwa buino kabirubu shapimo. Kane ni junta, ilale nga bantu kula chine fintu ifi agiba. Iimbia, yafuma kukabungweka collision against illicit alcohol. Abantu bonse, tabafuiro kubunua.
We believe in Zambia's growth. We believe in families like the Sikortas. Up at sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Masuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Tembo, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small, in transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector, every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Stand big back. Let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Time check, 18 hours. Time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. Government confirms evacuation of Zambian family from Iraq amid Middle East tensions. Binwa Mpundu chased out of parliament for debating with unverified information. And in global news, South Africa's long-serving former defense minister and former Robben Island prisoner dies. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Mulambo Haimbe has confirmed the evacuation of a Zambian family of five residing in the Kurdistan region of Iraq through the mission in Cairo. The move comes as government activates emergency response measures to safeguard the welfare of Zambian citizens in the affected region amidst escalating military tensions in the Middle East. Giving a ministerial statement in the National Assembly this afternoon, Mr. Haimbe said recent days have seen a significant uptick in aerial and missile exchanges across parts of the Middle East and Gulf region, resulting in civilian injuries, infrastructure damage, and temporary airspace closures. He said the volatile situation has prompted interministerial coordination and security agencies to review contingency plans. The minister assured that no verified casualties or injuries to any nationals resulting from the hostilities have been reported based on real-time updates from diplomatic missions in Egypt, Israel, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates, and has commended the UAE government for providing support and temporary accommodation to stranded passengers. Mr. Haimbe disclosed that government is currently managing urgent consular matters for citizens in high-risk areas, while the whereabouts and status of a Zambian national reported to be living in Iran are being handled with utmost urgency and sensitivity.
That as of this moment, government has not received any report, verified or otherwise, that injury or loss of life involving any Zambian national as a result of the ongoing hostilities in the region. Some of our nationals have encountered temporary travel disruptions arising from precautionary airspace closures and heightened security measures. In response, our mission has remained fully engaged on the ground, providing timely guidance. Government is currently managing an urgent consular matter involving a Zambian family of five. Efforts are also ongoing to ascertain the whereabouts and status of a Zambian national reported to reside in Iran.
Nkana Member of Parliament, Binwa Mpundu, was this afternoon asked to leave parliamentary proceedings by Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, for failing to take full ownership of debating with unverified information. Mr. Mpundu had raised an urgent matter without notice, claiming that students had not been paid allowances since December last year. However, after Education Minister Douglas Yagalima clarified that the Higher Education Loans and Scholarships Board had confirmed that the students had been paid, the Speaker requested evidence from Mr. Mpundu, who claimed to have relied on social media. The Speaker then ordered Mr. Mpundu to withdraw his statement and apologize, reminding the House that debates must not be based on social media, but credible sources. Mr. Mpundu withdrew his statement and apologized, but his apology was deemed unsatisfactory by the Speaker, prompting her to ask him to leave the House and return tomorrow after reflecting on his conduct.
For the last time, I'm asking you, can you withdraw and apologize?
Madam Speaker, I withdraw the matter I raised, which matter you have guided, that based on the information from the minister, and I apologize.
Order. Just withdraw and apologize. Don't explain.
Madam Speaker, just to meet your needs, I apologize. And
Order. Honorable Member Fonkana. Honorable Member Fonkana, can you leave the House now? Go and reflect on your conduct. And then you will come back tomorrow after you have reflected. So today it will be deemed as a no-sitting for all purposes.
Government has officially opened a 1 kilometer alternative road linking Tililabombwe to Chingola, following the collapse of Kakoso Bridge on the newly constructed Tililabombwe-Chingola Road. Tililabombwe District Commissioner Kelly Juinga commissioned the temporary route today, which includes a bridge to restore connectivity between the two towns. Mr. Juinga said the alternative road and bridge are temporal and meant to bring relief as authorities continue to monitor the situation to ensure the safety of motorists. He has urged motorists to strictly adhere to safety guidelines while using the temporary route, emphasizing that traffic will be regulated to prevent overloading and ensure the bridge remains secure.
It's an achievement that all players need to be commended for. It has taken all of us to find a solution, and we are glad that we are here today. So we are better off with trucks moving bit by bit than the situation where we are, where no bigger truck was moving. Buses couldn't move, but this detour is going to allow the trucks to move. It may be bit by bit, but at least we will have recorded some progress.
A consortium of civil society organizations has condemned the government's decision to allow Sino Metals to resume operations following last year's tailings dam collapse that polluted the Kafue River. In a joint statement, the Zambia Environmental Justice Coalition has described the move as premature, arguing that critical environmental and community concerns remain unresolved. The coalition says while the damaged tailings dam has reportedly been reconstructed, key issues have not been addressed, including the failure to evacuate affected Kalusale residents, the continued presence of pollutants in the Mwambashi and Kafue rivers, and incomplete compensation and relocation of victims. The CSOs have also questioned whether proper technical supervision and regulation